Josiah was 8 years old when he became king of Judah, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and served God faithfully all his life. In the 8th year of his reign, when he was 16, he began to seek God and to pray with all his heart, and 4 years later he started to rid Judah and Jerusalem of the pagan sanctuaries and all the heathen images. Under his direction, the incense altars were torn down, the carved images and idols were smashed, and the Asherah poles cut down and burnt. He reduced the statues to dust and scattered them over the graves of those who had worshipped them, and he burnt the bones of the pagan priests on their altars. Then Josiah went throughout the northern kingdom to reform the land of Israel as well, and he destroyed all the altars and idols he found there. Since the fall of Samaria, some 80 years before, there had been no king in Israel. The king of Assyria had deported the inhabitants of the country to faraway places, and the people he left in the land were governed by Assyria. But Josiah knew that he was the legitimate ruler of Israel as well as Judah, because he was the descendant of David. So he went throughout the territory of Simeon, Ephraim, and Manasseh, as far north as Naphtali, and tore down the altars and destroyed the Asherah poles. Then he went back to Jerusalem. In the 18th year of his reign, Josiah began to repair the temple of the Lord his God, which had been neglected for many years. The kings of Judah had allowed it to fall into ruin. So Josiah gave orders for the work to begin, and entrusted the money that had been collected from the people to the men who had been appointed to supervise the restoration. These overseers acted with integrity. They purchased hewn stone and timber for the temple, and saw that the workmen were properly paid. While the work was progressing, an old scroll was discovered. Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe that he had found the book of the law in the temple, and he gave it to him to read. Shaphan then went to the king and read in his presence. When Moses had been given the law by God some 800 years before, the priests had been commissioned to read it to the people every 7 years. But this custom had soon been abandoned, except in times of revival during the reigns of a few godly kings. Josiah himself did not have any precise knowledge of the book of the law, so it was the first time he had heard of the terrible calamities that would come upon the people if they forsook the Lord their God and turned to idols. God had warned the Israelites of plagues, wars, and disasters, and finally the scattering of Israel throughout all the nations if they were unfaithful. The threats contained in the law of Moses had already been carried into effect in the northern kingdom, and Josiah was well aware that the people of Judah were not more deserving in God's sight than the 10 tribes. So when the book was read to him, the king was deeply distressed and tore his clothes. He said to Hilkiah the priest, "Go and inquire of the Lord, for great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book." There was a prophetess in Jerusalem named Huldah. So the high priest, the scribe, and other officials went to see her. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the king of Judah that disaster will come on this place and its people, according to everything written in the book that he read, because they have forsaken me to serve idols and burn incense to other gods. My anger will also burn against this place. However, because the king humbled himself before the Lord and tore his robes and wept in my presence, I have heard his prayer, and he will not witness the disaster that is going to come upon the kingdom. He will die and be buried in peace." So they took her answer back to the king. Then Josiah called together all the elders, the priests, and the people, and they went up to the temple of the Lord. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the law, which had been found in the temple. Then, standing by the pillar, he renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to keep his commands and decrees wholeheartedly, and all the people pledged themselves to serve God and him only. Next episode, the end of Josiah's reign.